Hi, I'm Penny Mallory, and welcome to Success in 6 Minutes. It's just that, 6 short minutes or thereabouts of motivational coaching tips. So there's no waffle. I get straight to the point. And the content is, I hope, really easy to digest and easy to put into action today. These short podcasts are designed to get you thinking about doing things differently and then actually doing things differently so that you can achieve the success that you desire. Your feedback and ideas are really welcome. So if there's anything else you want me to cover that you can't find on the podcast so far, just drop me a line on Instagram, mallory.penny, or through my website, pennymallory.co.uk. This episode tries to discover whether or not you have a fixed or a growth mindset. Now, the beliefs that you hold about yourself will have a massive impact on your life. Your beliefs permeate every part of your life, and much of your personality will grow out of the beliefs that you hold about yourself. So it's worth remembering that the views you hold of yourself will profoundly affect the way you live and lead your life. We all find ourselves in situations every day of our lives when we're required to make choices. Many of these choices we make completely subconsciously, but we're almost trying to get confirmation of our intelligence every time we make a choice. So when faced with a decision, we might naturally ask ourselves, will I succeed or fail? Will I look smart or will I look stupid? Will I be accepted or rejected? Will I feel like a winner or a loser? Just think for a minute about how children behave. They constantly try new things. If you're a parent, you'll know that they're always having accidents and incidents. You know, when a toddler starts to walk, for example, they will continually fall down. But I've never seen a toddler sort of think, I'm going to give up. I can't do this. It's too hard. They don't do that. They constantly pick themselves up and they persevere until they succeed. They don't see themselves as falling. They think they're learning. In an experiment a few years ago, some 4-year-old children were given a puzzle to complete. Once they'd completed it, they were then given a choice to do that same puzzle again or to move on to a more challenging puzzle. Some children chose to do the same one again and some chose to do the more challenging one, probably thinking, why would I do that again when I could learn something new? The children who decided to do the same puzzle again had a more fixed mindset, and the ones who wanted to explore and learn more had a more growth mindset. There's a fantastic book by Carol Dweck covering all aspects of mindset. The book is called Mindset. It's really worth a read. And she talks about the differences between a fixed and a growth mindset. And in the most basic terms, if you have a fixed mindset, you tend to believe that you are the person you are, that you can't change. Your beliefs are carved in stone. And this could lead to a host of thoughts and actions that take you down a certain path. Maybe that the world is out to get you, or my life is pitiful, life is unfair, and I'm stupid and nothing good happens to me. So you can see that a fixed mindset could well limit your achievement in life. A person with a fixed mindset might believe that their early performance tells them all they need to know about their talent, intelligence, and what they can expect from their life and their future. This person might believe that certain tests, for example, like an IQ test or a psychological test, tells them how smart they are, what they're like, and that's it. They accept that they are who they are, and nothing much is going to change about them throughout their life. It's worth pointing out, by the way, that the IQ test was developed to see how smart people were, but of course, that test only identifies a person's IQ at that very moment in time. It does not determine your IQ forever. With a growth mindset, you would believe that everything can change, that you can change, that your situation right now is just for right now, and if you want to, you can change everything. You would hold a belief that your basic qualities are things you can cultivate through your efforts and your strategies and learning from others. People with a growth mindset don't seek challenge, they totally thrive on it. They have an obsession with learning and discovering, developing and pushing into new ground, new territory to learn more and change things. They have a passion for stretching themselves and sticking to it, even if, especially when things aren't going well. This allows people with a growth mindset, of course, to thrive during challenging times. And exceptional people do have an amazing ability to convert setbacks into future successes. Now, neither mindset is right or wrong, of course, but you can choose to have a fixed mindset on some stuff and a growth mindset on other stuff. But with a growth mindset, you believe things you don't like about yourself or your life can be changed. You can change your mindset, you know, it's all about what you choose to believe, and you can change what you believe. Remember, the greatest people on earth were not born great. They all started in a place where they didn't know what they were doing. They messed up constantly. They failed and they tried again and they failed, but they persisted. They learnt and they developed and they changed. So don't allow people around you to constrain you or limit your choices, your goals, your aspirations, your ambitions or your dreams. If you're not aware of it, you know, a fixed mindset can be cultivated for you by people around you. Your partner or your parent or your teacher might inadvertently say, "Oh, don't go for that promotion at work. I don't think you've got enough experience," which was probably meant as an innocent piece of advice. But if you take it on board as a possible truth, immediately your confidence is knocked and your belief in your capability is reduced. You end up with a whole new belief about yourself that may be far from the truth. So make sure you always surround yourself with people who match your ambitions, your dreams, and don't accept what people say about you because it probably isn't true. Get your advice from growth mindset people, people who believe anything's possible. Learn from people who are living the life that you're after. Successful people don't get lucky or get success overnight. They work hard, they try hard, they fail a lot, and they go again. They're all resilient and they're persistent. They have failed more and learnt more, and they don't give up. "I can't do it, it's not for me, I'm not deserving." These are the beliefs of a person with a fixed mindset. "Anything is possible, I'm going to try new things, discover things, keep on learning and pushing." These are the beliefs and thoughts of a person with a growth mindset. You can change the way you are. The things you don't like about yourself and your life, they can all be changed, but be bold, be brave, think big, but act big. For more information about my keynotes, workshops and coaching, take a look at my website, pennymallory.co.uk, Instagram, mallory.penny.